It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Welcome to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. It is a wonderific Wednesday. It's also a winning Wednesday. 20 past and about 50 past, we'll tell you to call in and you'll win a gift card for Perkins Restaurant. Yeah, $25. And you can use it for a pie, you can use it for a meal, you can use it for brownies or cookies or whatever else you want. So you don't have to live here. You know, you, like if you visit Bullhead, you can still call in. 702-298-1063. When I tell you. Okay. And I do want to tell you a couple other things. Tonight, boy, it's busy here. In Laughlin, they have National Night Out at Mountain View Park from 5 to 7. And then in Bullhead City, they have National Night Out at the Police Department, City Hall, at 5 p.m. till about 7. And then also there is a Proposition 310 presentation, a town hall, put on at the Realtors Building down on Hancock Road, 841 Hancock. That's 6 p.m. by the Arizona Fire Districts Association President Pat Moore. He'll fill you in on that. Friday, there's a blood drive at the Chamber from 10 to 2. A lot going on around our communities. So, let's see. Sports-wise, on our sports stations, 94.3 or 100.5, depending upon where you live. Today, we have the Diamondbacks and the Brewers. It's a 1-10 game. Tomorrow, we have Thursday night football with the Colts and the Broncos. Friday, no game scheduled. And we'll get to the weekend games when we get to the weekend. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you each and every day by TWN Communications. Yeah, they're growing in the service area. Yes. When do they come to your neck of the woods? Well, you need to go to TWNcom.com/Mojave and sign up. And then you'll see when they're coming to your neighborhood. They'll email you. They'll, like, tell you they're, you know, putting it on the poles or in the ground or whatever. And then they let you know when they're coming to your, right to your house. You can also call 888-227-2095 and sign up through the phone. You can also stop by their offices on Silver Creek Road right behind Glam RN and sign up right there. The Laughlin Outlet Mall, your place for shopping and lunch. Yes, you know, upstairs you're going to find a ton of stores. You know, everything from, oh, let's see here. We have the Watchman to the thrift shops, the sports items to Famous Shoes and sunglasses to Rue 21 and five businesses on the front of the mall that face Casino Drive. Mountain View Homes, is it time for you to remodel or add on? Or maybe just get a new bathroom, new kitchen? Well, all you got to do is call Mountain View Homes. He's been doing this along the Colorado River, building homes for over 33 years. Yes, he can build you a quaint little three-bedroom, or he can build you a multi-million dollar home, like on the other side of 68. Yeah, call Glenn and sit down with him. It's free. Doesn't cost you a dime to sit down and talk about ideas. Call him at 928-768-7253. ProFit Kitchen, rolling into their second year, the healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall. People go there for lunch, dinner, and then people order out and they take their lunch. They go on the website and order your lunch, and you can do that too. Yeah, you can order it for the whole week if you want and pick it up Monday morning. You're set, no drive-thrus. Yeah, that's called Meal Prep Solutions. You can see the whole menu at ProFitKitchen.com. That's KITCHIN.com. Don't forget, on the 11th, they give away 11% to a public safety entity, and then it's matched by Mojave Mortgage. All right, now into the studio. Who knows the name of this song? Clay?
Dad, give me a second. I need someone that's older than me, Ken.
Maybe I want you.
Maybe I need you. We're not singing this to each other today.
Okay, it's Brad from 71, Baby, I Want You.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. Okay.
So welcome.
We were close.
Yeah.
We were close.
Welcome to the program. We have Ken Sondergroff and Clay Parker, both with the Colorado River Noon Kiwanis Club, and both co-chair Cornfest. For how many years?
Six.
This is our sixth.
And then a couple of years ago, you went to a day and a half. How's that worked?
Well, that's great. It's we're running from 5 to 10 on Friday night, and then we run from 10 to 11 on Saturday. That's the 21st and 22nd.
Right.
And then we're dead on then we're all dead and tired on Sunday.
Right. But then Sunday night you open back up the
no. Sunday morning we'll be tearing down the Cornfest. The haunt will remain up. We're not going to open it on that Sunday night. It actually won't be open again until the next Thursday.
Oh. Okay.
Where's the calendar in here? Come on, Larry, you got everything hanging up around in here. I knew you had a calendar. There you go. So the haunted house will actually be open from dark until 10 p.m. on the 27th. The 28th, the 29th, and then again on Halloween night when we have our annual trunk or treat there.
Okay.
So.
And your trunk or treat is huge.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. How many cars did you have last year?
I can't remember exactly how many cars. I know that the line went through all of the hay bales that we went and all the way out to the parking lot. I mean, we were one of the original trunk or treat,
the original trunk or treat
in town. So I know that there's a lot of them going on.
There's like 20 now.
Yeah, but we were the first, and people remember that, and they still come out. So.
Yeah, I bet they do.
We're bringing the free hot dogs back this year.
Yes, we are.
Ah, good.
Yes. Good.
So let's talk about Cornfest, because it's coming up first.
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure. We are 17 days, 4 hours, 37 minutes, and, or 37, sorry, 17 days, 4 hours, 37 minutes, and now 30-second countdown.
You're as bad as Tom Brady. I happened to watch the city council meeting on my phone last night, and Toby talked about when they transitioned, you know, to the new mayor and the new council, and then it went back to Brady, and he said, that's good to know. No one's paying attention. However, it is 14 days, you know, he ripped off the same thing. You went, wow.
Exactly.
You guys have the same calendar. So let's talk about sponsors. You get a lot of people to sponsor. You have, like, premier sponsors of the Cornfest?
Yeah, we do. We've got a lot of sponsors. Actually, believe it or not, I want to tell all your listeners, make sure you guys are shopping local because sponsorships are down a little bit this year compared to the other years. A lot of the local places that, you know, are here, they're the ones that sponsor events like this a lot of the time. And, a lot of them are really not in a position to do it. You know, one that really surprised me, and that they're not a sponsor, but I do want to encourage people, go out to Mojave Raceway if you haven't.
Yeah.
They have been a sponsor of us for years, but the storms this year have really affected them, and they haven't been able to run races, so they weren't able to be a sponsor. So, you know, when they are open, I think it is on those Saturday nights, try to get out and get some races, and let's support them, because we do have a local track here.
And what a great thing to do with your family on a Saturday night.
Exactly, you know. Exactly. And, you know, so when I spoke to them, you know, they really wanted to do this sponsorship, but they weren't able to.
Right.
And I have a banner for them from last year that I will that I'm still going to put up, because I want to support them now instead of they're not able to support us, so we didn't need to get out there. But for the sixth year in a row, Living Waters Hospice is our title sponsor.
Wow.
They've been fantastic over the years supporting this event. Our entertainment sponsor, our entertainment title sponsor is Anderson Ford. We are actually. They're going to be doing a lot of the entertainment with the Taste. The Bullheads Got Talent competition. The semifinals and finals for that will actually be at Cornfest. The preliminaries right now are Thursday night at Covio with Anderson Ford. So if you want to see some of the talent that is going to be featured there. But they will be putting on, like I said, the semifinals and the finals. They'll be on the main stage during primetime. At the Cornfest. They're also supporting them as sponsors is Anderson Nissan and
Anderson.
Is
it true Howie Mandel's a judge?
No.
Oh,
no,
okay. I heard that rumor.
No.
Okay.
We'd make you a judge, but
before Howie?
I don't know about that. So
I'm too busy.
Scream in the Dark, which is one of our key events there, which is the largest custom-built haunted house in the Tri-State area that is sponsored by Tri-State AC Hero.
And who builds it?
Right now, they're actually building right now. You guys will see the tents up. The kids over at the Academy of Building Industries.
Right.
This is the second or third year. Second year we've teamed up with them building it. Third year that they're going to be helping to tear down. Our Kiwanis group is really excited because we just started a key club at that school too.
Oh, good.
So we're really, really excited about that. We have a great partnership with them. So,
fabulous.
Yeah. Some of our other sponsors are. Kid Zone sponsor is Finley of Bullhead, welcoming them back as a sponsor this year. Petting Zoo sponsor is Lundberg and Elias attorneys. I'm going to skip this sponsor because I'm going to let him talk about the new event he's bringing in. Our Teen Zone sponsor will be Redmond Construction. Pumpkin Path sponsor is Advanced Tire and Auto. We do have a lot of supporting sponsors, which I'll get into here a little. Actually, I'll just read them off real quick. For Scream in the Dark, we have D's Place, Premier Backhoe, Black Mountain Realty, Drip Medic, Mojave Marketplace, Calzone Fence Co., and Tri-State Hose Fitting. Our print media sponsor, Mojave Daily News, Strongman, AAU as usual. And then our general sponsors are Brothers Hogs, Anderson Power Sports, and Tri-State Fire and Security. And then Billet Health is our safety sponsor, and they're the ones that help bring the CERT team out that we have them on site for safety and stuff like that.
Fabulous.
And then we have another sponsor. Ken is sponsoring something a little different, which is our newest event this year.
That's right, because every year we try to add something new and keep it a little bit different and exciting for the families that come out to our event. And this year, I put together an axe-throwing trailer. So we have a trailer with two axe-throwing lanes.
Wow.
We have the axes, and we will be seeing if people can hit the bullseye with the axes.
What a challenge that's got to be, to throw an axe.
Yeah. Well, I did it up in Vegas a few months ago because I'd never done it before.
Right.
And it was, they had 13 stalls there that they were renting out, and they were all full, and it was a Saturday night, I think, that we were there. A lot of fun. And so we've got some opportunities. We're also going to, it'll be a little bit of a competition, because if you pay to be in the competition, then the person who gets the highest score is going to win $100.
Oh, good.
And if there's a tie going into it, then we'll have an axe off on Saturday night to see who the winner is going to be. So we're really excited about that. We've got the axe. We're actually currently building the axe trailer. We've got all the components. We're just assembling them now at the present time down at the park. So a lot of stuff going on down at the park where we're getting things prepared. Once again, we'll have the hay bales in. Chip Sherrill Farms is lending us the hay bales, and the trucking for that is done by Robert Arnold Trucking. Brings it down for us.
Because you use a lot of hay.
We bring in 500 bales.
Yeah.
And we spread them around, and we use them for the events. They're the seating for everybody that's watching the main stage. And those guys, both of them, Chip and Robert, have both been doing that ever since we restarted this.
Wow.
And they just give it to us gratis. So they're great for us to do that. The other significant thing that's happening this year is we have a new food product. Right, Clay?
You are so excited about those.
I am excited. We have the giant smoked turkey legs.
And he was so excited that he calls all of the Kwanians over to his house to taste test them.
Oh, I got two cases brought in because I wanted to make sure that they were adequate and good for the public. We had a big meeting. Everybody tried the turkey legs, loved them. So I ordered in 30 cases of turkey legs. Now, these come from Illinois. And when I was dealing with the company out there, they had shipped me the two. They ship them in a dry cooler and by UPS or something. But 30 cases, I said, hey, can you find somebody to ship them to us? He could not find anybody to ship those. That's like a half a pallet, a little bit more than a half a pallet stuff. So I called Dot Foods, our local Dot Foods.
I was going to say.
And I talked to Terry, and Terry made the connection. And Dot Foods, you know, because they run refrigerated trucks,
right,
is transporting our legs as we speak. They will be here tomorrow, and they're frozen. And then we will have, we're going to have 500 frozen smoked turkey legs for sale over the weekend. Because of the transportation, that cut our costs on that. They were going to cost us like $7.50 a piece to get them in. We're only ending up paying about $5 for them. So it'll be a little bit cheaper for the people. But you can actually feed a family of four with one of
these. But you're
going
to warm them up? Or?
Oh, yeah. They go up to 250. We have a food truck, and we'll be putting, you know, getting that and everything. But each of these, the legs is like 2 to 2.25 pounds. You can feed a family of four on those. Throw in a little corn along with it, because, of course, we'll have corn at our food truck. And you got yourself a meal.
Okay. So. You're going to have forks and everything?
Forks?
Forks?
No. You're going to hold that. You hold that sucker with your hand and you take a bite.
Okay. I take a bite. Now, little Billy, you take a bite.
That's right.
Sue, you take a bite. Honey, you take a bite.
It's a family effort.
That's like eating pizza with a fork. Come on now.
Stick around. We're going to come right back. If you want to win Perkins, call now.
Mountain View Homes, established in 1987 in Fort Mojave, Arizona. Glenn builds custom homes, track homes, on your lot, or he can assist you in finding a lot. Mountain View Homes is your one stop. Glenn has over 100 plans for you to look at, or meet with his draftsmen and design your dream home. Glenn has a model home available for you to see his quality workmanship. Call today. Sitting down and talking is free. 928-768-7253. 928-768-7253.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is currently in tip-top shape. Enjoy Arizona's number 4 rated golf course, minutes from the Laughlin casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Set your tee time now. Open early summer hours, 928-754-1243 or laughlinranch.com.
Mediana Laughlin Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and really spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Mediana Laughlin Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
As we heat up, the bugs are out. If they're in your home or business, you have a problem. Barron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. The last thing you want is a visitor or customer seeing unwanted guests crawling across your floor. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. Bugs gone tomorrow. Safe, effective, and pet-friendly treatments that turn termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. 758-5499. Solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
This is Jeff Scott with Arizona News Radio. We're pleased to bring you the United States Senate debate between Mark Kelly and Blake Masters right here on KNTR Talk 106.7 and 106.3, the voice of the free. The debate will be broadcast live on Thursday, October 6th, beginning at 6 p.m. You'll also be able to hear it via streaming on KNTRTalk.com. Thursday's debate is brought to you by Bullhead Vape Shop, Office Express, Spot On, GDK LLC, Against All Enemies Gun Shop, and Arizona Flags and Flags.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Hey, you got 3 days left to order your trees from Mojave Electric Cooperative. It ends this Friday at 5 o'clock. So stop by their offices on Hancock Road. Just go in there, tell them, you know, what you want. They can show you the variety there is to choose from to bring shade to your home or your business, too, you know. Or you can call 763-1100 and order them over the phone. Several shade trees to choose from, but you got to remember, you got to do it by Friday. Bullhead Disposal and Recycling, service in Mojave County since 1988 with recycle yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. They buy aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts. And they have curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins, and dumpsters. They do debris removal bins, construction site bins, and business curbside pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling, Go to bulldogdisposal.com or call 928-753-6786. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, it's burger, fries, and pie time. Yes, five different burgers for you to choose from. Add cheese and bacon. You get the fries, and then you pick your favorite slice of pie. They're fresh pies, you know, at Perkins. They're so good. You can have banana cream, pumpkin, you know, French silk. Yeah, so good. Oh, by the way, if you like burgers, head to Perkins now. And remember, on Friday, it's Fish Friday, all the fish you can eat. Walker Service Electric, we have the greatest electricians there. They have all the training, the certificates, and the experience that they need for any residential issue you might have or commercial issue. They do new construction. They're doing Fire Station 2. They're doing Jimmy John's. So if they can do those things, they can take care of any issue you might have. They got trucks on the road in Bullhead, Kingman, and Havasu every day. Call one number and put it in your cell phone because they're available for emergencies. 928-718-9444. And no, you couldn't call them during the storm and say your electricity shut off. Come fix it. They can do that. All right, back in the studio here. And before we go on, I want to say, Clay, you guys do something unique with a lot of the service clubs and children or student clubs. You set up all these games, and they just come in and operate them for you, and they get a cut.
That is correct. In fact, we did a press release last year. Total payout last year for, and these are all to local organizations, whether it be AOBI, who helped us build it, ROTC that runs our parking, Teen Zone, who's running that, the kids that run the Kids Zone, all of the game booths. Total funds raised and paid out last year was $43,172.
Wow.
By all of these clubs, just for working Corn Fest.
That's a chunk of change.
Yeah, and you know, that was part of one of the foundations that Ken really wanted to when he brought it back, and you can touch on that a little.
Yeah, I mean, the whole idea behind this whole thing was that Corn Fest, when it originated out in Mojave Valley, was a family event, and that was what a lot of the children remembered. My daughter was raised going to the Corn Fest.
Right.
And they were always doing things, allowing other clubs to do things that allowed them to raise their funds so that they can service their projects. So in this particular, when we brought this back, it was, okay, we're going to be family friendly, and we're going to reach out to the community and get help running this, because it's a big operation over those 2 days when we're running this thing. And so we've had really good response. We haven't had any problem with regard to getting people involved. And, you know, these kid groups are raising anywhere from usually somewhere between $600 and $2,000. Although I know the choir, which helps run our Kids Zone, we paid out over $6,000 to them last year for the day and a half that they worked the Kids Zone. They get a share of the revenue that we pull in from the wristbands that we sell.
Oh, okay.
And we're able to track that because we have a point-of-sale software that Clay found and we incorporated last year. It really makes it a lot easier to track where our money's coming from and where things are going. So basically, you know, from that standpoint, we had that. And then the haunt, it generates a lot of funds for us.
Right.
With regard to the amount of people that go through that, enjoy that from that situation.
And a quick shout out real quick to Dennis Moyer, who is the chairman of our haunt. Josh Tooley, who is his co-chair, and a couple of our Kiwanians that really, really, really step up and nail this haunt down for us every single year, literally. Sean Kilpatrick, Louis Oliverio, and Lou Padilla, they are the guys out there with the kids, with the hammers and the impacts and, you know, the saws and everything else, just really making this vision that is
right.
From paper come
now,
to life.
In the haunt, do you have students in there working and stuff? I mean, not
yes.
Everything is a static display, in other words.
Right.
Some
right.
things jump out at you.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 we do.
Notice how Ken chuckled on that, yeah.
I don't go in the haunt. It's too scary for me. I don't like that.
Five years so far, I've never been able to get them to walk through the haunt.
No kidding.
Nah, he'll stay away.
If people have questions, who they get a hold of for Corn Fest?
First things first, go to our website at cornfestbhc.com. Click on our FAQ page. 90% of them are answered there.
Okay.
If not, you can reach out to us through the live help or through the Facebook page. Somebody will be on. Somebody monitors that for us to be able to answer questions in regards to anything related to Cornfest.
Okay. Give us the entertainment real quick before we go.
Friday night, we're going to have the Bullheads Got Talent competition followed by Kid and Nick. Saturday morning is going to be filled with kids groups. Then Paul Lavoie over there at Speak Out, his band Black Cat X, will be taking the stage after that. We'll go back to the Bullheads Got Talent competition, and Tim Marcus's local band Gig Butt will be taking us home to end Cornfest.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a super day. We'll see you in just a couple of weeks.
Thank you.
It's getting
close.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you.
Stick around. We're going to come right back, and we'll have Lori Viles in here talking about the Risk Reduction Fair.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095.
Everyone enjoys their perfect temperature at home or work. However, sometimes you need help getting that perfect temperature. Arizona Comfort Solutions serves residential or commercial, servicing your whole system. Arizona Comfort Solutions can fine-tune your thermostats, air conditioning units, or swamp coolers, keeping you cool all summer. In Bullhead City and Needles, call 928-758-2400. 928-758-2400.
You are never too young or too old to plan for retirement. Hello, I'm Jack Mafara at East West Financial. Planning for retirement is often put off. However, the more you put it off, the more it may cost you. It is important because it will have an impact on the rest of your life. Guaranteed retirement income planning is my specialty. I have over 30 years experience helping people plan and manage their retirement. Call me. Let's talk. Questions are free. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
Minutes still matter when it comes to medical emergencies. In some cases, fast care can be life-saving, especially for heart attacks and strokes. So don't delay or be afraid to get help if you need it. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is safe and ready to care for you with limited entry points, screening for everyone, deep cleaning, and social distancing. We're taking extra precautions to help keep you safe. Don't put off emergency care. Visit ercarewarmc.com or call 911 in an emergency.
Hear ye, hear ye. You talked, we listened. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. If you took advantage of the low interest rates within the past 2 years and don't want to change the terms of your first mortgage, but you still want cash to build that RV garage or casita, fear not. Mojave Mortgage now has a home equity line of credit available. For more information, visit MojaveMortgages.com or call 928-288-2691. Mojave Mortgage, MLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, blinded by the light. You could be too. Oh, by the way, this is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. Would you like to enter the world of healthcare with no experience? Well, Legacy Rehab and Care Center will hire and train and get you certified as a certified nursing assistant through Mojave Community College. It's a partnership they have. Yes, all this while you're being paid. So you can't beat it. You get to learn, make more money when you become a certified nursing assistant. It might be the way to go for you. Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, call 928-763-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Barron Services, experts in fire and security alarm systems, home or commercial. Experts in swimming pools, home or commercial. Experts in pest solutions, home or commercial. And Barron uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. Alarm system, pools, and pest solutions. Think about Barron Services, 928-758-5499. Mojave Mortgage. Are you looking for some money? Well, tune in tomorrow because Chad Hansen will be here. and he can tell you all about it for an hour. But if you're looking for a vacation home, an add-on, maybe you've even got a high interest rate and you want to get a refi, or you just want to get some money out of your house and use it for something else, call the founder and CEO, Chad Hansen at Mojave Mortgage, 928-288-2691. You sit down at his big desk and you start filling out a couple sheets of paper, and then all of a sudden he disappears. He goes down into the vault and you get your money. Just comes up and hands it to you. That's how simple it is. Almost. Call him up. Get some of Chad's money. 928-288-2691. And I do need to tell you real quickly here that KNTR will be carrying. You've seen all the ads on TV about what a great guy Mark Kelly is, what a great guy Blake Masters is. And then you see the other ads, how they're both terrible people. Well, tomorrow night there's going to be a debate, and KNTR is going to carry it live on this station right here, 106.3 or 100.7, depending upon where you live. And you can also stream it at kntrtalk.com. That's going to be tomorrow night at 6 o'clock if you want to hear those two talk about why they should be our senator and attack each other the way they do. Yeah. All right, now in the studio, it just got much prettier after those two guys left. Hi, Lori Viles.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How's our Bullhead City Fire Department?
Great. Everything's going, you know, forward for us.
Good. And it's Breast Cancer Month, so you all wear the pink shirts.
Yes.
Well,
yeah, representing
pink logos.
Yes,
yeah,
pink logos.
Not pink shirt. Yeah, blue shirt with pink logos. I got one. Actually, I have one of the old pink ones that we all wore pink.
Those real bright ones?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they made you look like a billboard going down the street. yeah, those were the days. So you have, tonight you're going to be at the police department, right?
Yes, we'll be at National Night Out with the police department, so
and
we're
then,
always excited.
What will you do this evening?
Well, we're going to have Engine 38, which is always, you know, a big staple in our community. Everybody likes to
the
see
old
Engine
red
38.
Truck.
Yeah, and the kids can hop on and take some pictures, and we have some little turnouts for them if they want to put those on. So that's always fun. And then we're just going to be kind of promoting our event that's coming up and educating on a few of the topics. Obviously, smoke alarms is always a big one for us, just making sure that people, you know, pay attention to those because they sometimes get pushed off and they're so important.
Well, I remind everybody to test their alarms on the first day of each month.
Mm-hmm.
And I have one right here. And so Monday, I had the chief and Emily Fromont in here.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling everybody, hope you check your smoke detectors over the weekend. And I went like this. And all of a sudden, Emily went flying out of her seat. Well, I didn't see it because I turned to read the copy, and the chief started laughing so loud, and all of a sudden, the room just became a roar.
Oh,
so,
no.
But, yeah,
people,
you need to check those on the first of each month, make sure they work, because I'll have a battery backup, and you've got to make sure that the battery does work.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So then you have your risk reduction fair.
Yes, yes. We have our community risk reduction safety fair. That is on Saturday, October 15th.
Okay, which is next, the following Saturday.
Yes, the following Saturday, and we'll be at the Anderson Auto Group Fieldhouse.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, we're excited
about that. Don't
have
to worry
about
the wind.
No, that is one thing we don't have to worry about, so it's really nice to be inside there.
Good. And how many vendors will be there, or booths will you have set up?
We'll have about 20,
okay.
As long as you know everybody. We had to do a little jumbling around with our date, but we're hoping that everybody is still on board. It looks like we're good to go. So.
And what are the hours for that?
We're going to be 10 to 1. If we've got to hang around a little bit longer, of course, we can do that.
Okay.
But, yeah, we're. I know that there's a lot of things going on, especially Saturday morning.
I know. And that Saturday is crazy.
Yeah, it's a busy one, definitely. But, we hope that everybody, even if you can only stop for a half an hour, there's such good information for the little ones all the way up to the seniors.
And besides the fire department, who else is going to be there?
We're going to have the police department. We will have CareFlight will be there.
Okay.
MEC, Southwest Gas, Stop the Bleed. We'll have Hands Only CPR. The Coast Guard is actually joining us. We have some information from Arizona Game and Fish. They were supposed to be joining us but had another obligation. So we'll have their information, though. We have a lot of community members, so it should be about 20 different booths.
Okay, fabulous. And all giving out information to keep families safe.
Absolutely.
That's the best part.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And MEC usually brings that little And they have a special name for it, but it's a little electric display.
Yeah.
And they show you where things arc and stuff. And,
yeah, their booth is always really popular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They can also show you how poles fall down during rainstorms.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're still working on the parkway on some of them.
Yeah, I saw that. So definitely can educate us some more.
Yeah.
Stop by their booth.
That'll be great.
Yeah.
And so this is a third or fourth year at the Anderson Fieldhouse?
I believe this will be our third year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good. So the biggest thing is it's all indoors, and you don't have to worry about the weather, either there's hot or windy.
Yes, definitely. We'll be right in that front concourse area.
And there's no fees.
No, it's all free. Yeah. Yep. So, we hope everyone takes advantage of it because there is a lot of great information.
And you're going to have Engine 38 there, and kids can take their picture there also.
Yep, absolutely. We'll have Engine 38 there. We'll have a helicopter there. They can, get up and close and check it out. We'll have one of our engines there or the ladder, depending on, the day and time and what we can get down there.
What the BC allows.
what we've got going on, but definitely they'll be able to check that out. And some of our, new gadgets that we have loaded on them. So, yeah, it's a nice way for the kids to kind of get an up-close look and, check things out.
You know, when I had Assistant Chief Justin Flummer and Fire Chief Pat Moore in here last week, they talked about that on the engines, when it comes to medical, they carry everything except a bed. They have the same drugs, the oxygen, and everything else mm-hmm. on an engine.
Yeah.
So if you call for an ambulance and the engine pulls up first, don't panic. There could be an ambulance on the way behind it, but they can take everything into a resident and start doing everything that they need to.
Absolutely.
IVs.
Mm-hmm.
So the engines are now equipped with the same thing as an ambulance, except the bed and be able to transport.
Yep. Mm-hmm, yeah. Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a lot for them to carry.
They've got a lot loaded on there, but our new engines, they're all uniform, and so if they're working at station one but they've got to jump to station six, that engine's going to be the same
right.
for them. So
yep. And fire station two, it's coming along,
it's looking beautiful.
Yeah
we're really excited.
You can see
about
it from the street, and then every once in a while somebody puts a drone picture of the back of it on Facebook.
See what's going on.
Yeah. Now your officers are going to be in there inside.
Temporarily.
Okay.
Temporarily, we'll still be there, yeah.
Good.
So, we may find a new home down the road, but yeah, temporarily that's
where
we'll
be. And people are noticing, or they should notice, that what they call the bays, or you can call the garage doors or whatever, they're much larger.
Yes.
And that's because fire trucks are getting larger.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, it's a big difference from the old station two to what it's going to be.
Yeah, it's going to be really nice. Hopefully, when it's all finished and things come down for us a little bit, we'll be able to have an open house and invite the community to come in and check it out.
Do a ribbon cutting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, absolutely.
Yeah. Let Chief Moore cut the ribbon.
Yeah, we're excited.
Good. Good. And then you guys also participate with National Night Out with the police department.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what's the date of that?
Well, National Night Out is tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wanted to say the walk away from drugs. That's what
I believe that's on the 26th.
Okay.
Yeah, so we got a couple of weeks
right
out until that one.
So,
we'll be there for that as well.
And then you're in the schools too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So a busy, busy time for you in October.
October is busy. Yeah, we have a lot of things going on with the extra events in the schools, and then also all those trunk or treats that
right.
are coming up at the end of the month. So
you're going to be at a lot of those?
Yep. We will.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gosh.
But, we like getting out into the community and interacting. And it's so important for us to be out. We're out in the schools. The kids are recognizing us. They feel comfortable with us.
Right.
And those messages, we know that they're sticking because they relay them back to us. So.
And the biggest thing is that to teach children what a firefighter looks like when he has all the gear on.
Mm-hmm.
So that if you had an accidental fire in your home and for some reason children were left inside and they see that big yellow monster coming in, that he's actually there to help them.
And that's one of the lessons that we do with our kindergarten and first graders, as we bring them COVID kind of changed things for us a little bit. We were able to come into the schools and bring the firefighter gear and show them. But this year we're going to be able to bring them back to the fire station and do the tours like we had done prior.
And the trailer,
yes.
Tell our listeners about the trailer.
Yeah, so we have the fire safety trailer, and all the kids get to come to the fire station. They take a tour of the station, and then they all cycle through our safety trailer. And it's set up just like a little tiny home,
right?
And it's their size, so
yeah,
it's got a little living room in there, and we go over, you know, being safe in our living room. We move to the kitchen, we go over some kitchen safety, and then there's a bedroom upstairs. It goes upstairs for them, so it's pretty little, but you know, we all fit. And then we talk about what would happen if there was a fire, and how we get low and go under the smoke and go out. We actually go out the back window and climb down a ladder.
Yes.
So, you know, every year there's a couple of kids that are afraid.
Yep.
But we try to always encourage them to go, because, you know, we tell them, if you can't do it in this situation, you know, how are you going to be able to do it when there really is an emergency?
Somewhere there's a picture floating around of Assistant Chief Justin Flummer's father as the fire marshal trying to help this little boy down the ladder that refused to come down. And Mike was standing up there, and he's trying to, like, physically move the boy down. The boy's hanging onto the rails.
Every year we have a couple. But they do it, you know, and once they do it, they're so proud of themselves, and they can do it.
Yeah,
so.
And it's important that they learn two ways out.
Definitely, yeah. Especially nowadays. I mean, it's always been important, but
Right. Fire
is moving faster, burning hotter these days. It's been proven with our open floor plans.
I heard you say that last night on the city council meeting. And explain the furniture and whatnot that have changed over the years.
So, you know, of course, our homes are being built different now. We have these beautiful open floor plans,
Right. But
also, you know, less, there's less doors for barriers and things like that. And then our furniture is made out of synthetic materials, which burn not only hotter and faster, but they release these chemicals, the smoke, everything is just more dangerous. So, we have less time to
Right. Get
out of these homes.
And when you talk about escaping from a home, when you find victims that were in a home, it's not the fire that took their life. It's the smoke.
It's the smoke. Yeah.
And that's why you need that smoke alarm to let you know when that smoke is just 6 or 8 inches high,
mm-hmm.
before, when you can still get out before it comes down to your level of sleeping or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the – a smoke alarm is one of the safest things that you can have in your home. And unfortunately, you know, we do go into a lot of homes where the batteries are dead, or it was taken
Right. Down
because of cooking. It kept sounding, and you know, it's okay to move it away a little bit if you have that problem. Just don't take it down. You know, you need to have it up.
I think I'd been the public information officer for like 2 weeks, and we had a residential structure fire with a fatality.
Mm-hmm.
And I got there, and it was a mobile home, single wide, but they added another room off the back.
Mm-hmm.
But they did not add a smoke detector. And they had a friend that was staying in there. And the fire started in the mobile, but he couldn't get out.
Yeah.
And we found him in the bed. And you just stood there and went, wow. A simple $14, $18 smoke detector would have saved his life, but they didn't add that to the add-on. And so
that's
simple.
And
that's one of the reasons why I think most fire departments will come to your home and help you if you need help with smoke alarms.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we'd rather come help you with that than have you try to do it and fall. You know, falling off a ladder or something like that. So we definitely, if you need help, give us a call. We have a CERT team that's great. They go out once a week and help us do that, too.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
And the CERT team actually will put them up if you don't have one.
Yeah, we have the alarm. So if they're needed, they'll bring them and put them up for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a break.
All righty.
Once again, if you want to win a $25 gift card, call in right now. And you will win a $25 gift card to Perkins Family Restaurant in Bullhead City. We'll remind you once again, tomorrow night, you can tune in to KNTR. And you can listen to the debate between Blake Masters and Mark Kelly.
Head over. It's burgers, fries, and pie at Perkins in Bullhead City. The Breakfast Burger, Classic Hamburger, Barbecue Tangler Burger, Smokehouse Bacon Double Cheeseburger, and Classic Cheeseburger, all with fries and pie. Only at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City. Pick your burger, cook the way you like it, with fries, and pick your perfect slice of pie. Now, add your favorite Coca-Cola. You walk out stuffed. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
Is it hard to budget your electric bill? Mojave Electric can help with their budget billing plan. With budget billing, your electric payment is the same each month based on your average usage from the previous 12 months. Applications for budget billing are due October 31st. If you have questions or need more information about budget billing, call 928-763-1100 or visit MojaveElectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Bulldog Disposal and Recycling has been servicing Mojave County since 1988, with recycling yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. Why toss out things that can bring you cash? Aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts. Plus curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins, and dumpsters. Debris removal bins, construction site bins, business curbside pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling at your service. BulldogDisposal.com or 928-753-6786.
Have you, your friends, and coworkers tried ProFit Kitchen in the Riverview Mall? Beats any drive-thru. Check out the selection of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu. Plus protein shakes, nitro coffee, and meal prep solutions. You'll love ProFit Kitchen, and so will your friends.
The last time you needed an electrician, did you ask a friend for help or did you call Mr. Bubba's Power? Walker Service Electric are the professionals, servicing Mojave County for over 27 years. Professional workmanship and the work is performed at a fair price. Walker has stayed in business with satisfied customers, holding those standards high. Walker Service Electric performs residential work, commercial, and industrial. If you need an electrician, call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is looking to hire a speech-language pathologist, physical therapist, and a certified occupational therapy assistant. You'll provide in-house therapy focusing on patients with low productivity. And you're guaranteed 30 hours per week with great benefits, including a matching 401k. Call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City today at 928-763-1404 or apply online at thelegacyrehab.com. That's thelegacyrehab.com.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. We're with Lori Biles from the Bullhead Fire Department. I want to remind you that Laughlin Ranch is one of our sponsors. Yeah, if you're hungry, head up there for lunch today. You can look out over the greens, and you can sit there and have a steak or burger or salad or sandwiches or pizza. Yeah, all at Laughlin Ranch. See their whole menu at laughlinranch.com. Go up there and enjoy the view. Arizona Comfort Solutions, summer temperatures. Well, they're cooling off just a tad. I walked at 6 this morning. It was only 73 degrees, which was kind of nice. Yeah, but what about your AC and your swapper? Are they going to last the whole season? Well, in Bullhead City and in Needles, California, people call Arizona Comfort Solutions. You can, too. Let them service your comfort tools, your thermostat, your AC, your swamp cooler. And then come back in a few months and do your furnace, your heater, or your heat pumps, whatever you got. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 928-758-2400. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Ladies, this is for you. They're presenting a free lunch and learn on Tuesday the 18th at 11:30 at the Anderson Fieldhouse. Ladies, you're going to learn about hormones and women's health from Dr. Philip Bassa. So make your reservation now. Don't wait. You got to call special number 928-763-0282. And you make your reservation, because it's going to fill up, and they're going to feed you, and it's all free. So, ladies, you got the time. You should be there. East West Financial Services, if you're planning retirement, well, you need some help. Call Jack Mafara. That's what he does. He's been doing it for 30 years, 20 right here in Mojave County. Offices in Kingman and Bullhead City, and you sit down with him, and he tells you, you know, here's what we can do for you, and he protects your original principal. That's the best part. Call him at 928 888-9828. All right, we got about 5 minutes left here with Lori from the fire department. And what kind of participation have you seen from the public the last few years at the risk reduction safety event?
You know, we haven't really seen our numbers go down at all.
Oh,
even,
good.
You know, the first year from COVID, we weren't sure what to expect, but we made sure we had the, you know, extra distancing and just took extra precautions. And we were really surprised with the turnout. People
good.
Still came out. So, yeah, it's hasn't declined at all. I think it's gone up a little bit. So.
And you send flyers home with all the students from school?
Yeah, those will be going out with Fort Mojave Kids this week and then Bullhead next week because they're on a little bit of different schedules.
Right.
But, yes, we'll definitely be sending those out and with preschools. And we just want to make sure we get the word out, you know, to bring them down. We're also, once the kids go through the booths, of course, then they'll get a little card that they can keep track of what they've done.
Okay.
And they can turn it in for a free little snack and drink and also get a raffle ticket to get into our raffle prize. This year we have a couple of little tablets for the kids.
Wow.
That we're going to be giving, one for the older kids and one for the younger kids.
Okay.
So, yeah, you want to get in, you know, part of that as well. A Sparky will be there.
Oh.
Get your pictures taken with Sparky.
How's the big giant inflatable guy? You still have that?
We do have that. We haven't pulled him out in quite a while.
Huh.
Captain Safety, I believe.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we'll have to get him out. We haven't used him in quite some time.
You might have to change the color of his logo to pink if you get him out real soon.
Yeah, so we'll definitely have Sparky there because this year, too, is the 100th anniversary of fire prevention for the NFPA. So, you know, we like to pull him out and have him join us.
Yeah, 100 years ago, the National Fire Protection Association started Fire Prevention Week.
Yeah.
Hard to believe.
Yeah, so it's a big year,
a
big celebration.
Good.
So we hope everyone decides to come out and join us.
And do you have Sparky stuff you're going to give away?
We do.
Oh,
yes.
Good.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we have a lot of Sparky stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have tattoos and stickers and, you know, brochures for the kids and the adults. So
good.
A lot of free things going on, a lot of good information.
Fabulous. Okay, what's your phone number and extension if people want to call you up and ask questions or know more about this, or maybe they want to bring some flyers to their business or something?
Yeah, absolutely. So I can be contacted at 758-3971. I'm at extension 411.
How perfect for information, huh?
Yeah. Easy to remember.
Exactly.
Or I can be emailed at lviles at bullheadfire.org.
Okay.
Or they can just simply drop them off station 1, and I can pick up whatever it is that's needed.
Okay, or come by National Night Out tonight and meet Lori.
Absolutely.
And
stop by and say hi.
Yeah, get your picture taken on the red fire truck.
Yes.
Anybody can do that.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Check out the Fire Prevention Fair coming up on the 15th. Well, Risk Reduction, they call it now. Yeah. Change the name, you know. The fire trucks got bigger and things had to all change, you know, from Fire Prevention Fair to Risk Reduction. Yeah, well. Hey, that's going to can it for the tune. Paul Lavoie's up next. He's got the Havasu Pioneers hanging out in the studio with him. And then right after him will be Mr. Sean Hannity behind the microphone and bringing you up to date with everything he's got going on. And then once again, let me remind you that tomorrow night, KNTR is going to carry the Arizona U.S. Senate candidate debate between Blake Masters and Mark Kelly. You've heard them all beat each other up on TV, and then they praise themselves. Now you get to listen to a debate. Maybe that'll help you make up your mind. It'll be 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Everyone have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow, where it's Power Hour 2.0 for real estate.
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.